Kimberly McMahon is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Burlington, Vermont. She says a watch is issued before a warning.
When the conditions are right, when there's a potential for a tornado to develop, then there will be a tornado watch. And that usually has a lifespan of a few hours, say about 6 hours to possibly 8 or 10 hours. We think it's going to be a little more prolonged event. Then going into the more immediate and imminent threat is a warning. So that means that a tornado is happening right now on the ground, and that means you need to take immediate action, going into a safety shelter or your basement. So a watch is keep an eye out, and a warning is take action now.
The Tornado History Project on its website reports that between May 5th, 1952 and September 2nd, 2014, there were 422 tornadoes reported in New York. One that looms large in recent memory occurred last July east of Syracuse and claimed the lives of four people, including a mother and her four-month-old baby. Then there's the May 1998 twister that tore through Mechanicville and Stillwater that heavily damaged several homes and businesses. Kimmy Venter is Director of Communications for the Red Cross in Eastern New York.
I would really highly recommend that people, regardless of whether there is severe weather threatening, that people download the Red Cross Emergency app. If you have a smartphone or tablet, you can, in your app store, just search for American Red Cross and find our emergency app, which has safety tips and specific steps that you can follow for all types of emergencies, including tornadoes. But there's a lot of other things in there as well. So that's a great resource to have. If you're not sure what to do when something pops up, just check that app, and that will help you kind of take some concrete steps to prepare. We'd also recommend, in the case of preparing for tornadoes, to have a safe room designated in your house where you would go if you were waiting out a tornado or a severe storm, a place that has no windows, possibly on the, you know, in your basement or underground if possible. But if you don't have a place like that available, a small interior room on the lowest level of your home would probably be a good alternative.
McMahon explains the issuance of tornado watches and warnings.
When the conditions are right for a potential tornado, that's when we issue a tornado watch. Basically, the decision between a tornado watch or a severe thunderstorm watch is the ingredients. Tornadoes require more wind shear than, say, just severe thunderstorms. Also, severe thunderstorms, the definition is containing hail in 1-inch diameter or greater, or winds 58 miles per hour or greater. You do need thunderstorms to generate the tornado, but you also need more shear that allows the kind of twisting and rotation to occur.
Venter recommends having an escape plan in mind, something you review from time to time with your family, something that could be practiced in the event of any disaster.
To know, you know, two ways that you could escape from every room in your house, we recommend that all throughout the year when we're talking about fire safety, too.
Most New York counties are considered low risk, but statistics indicate tornadoes can strike just about anywhere in the state. There's more at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.